I am sometimes surprised at the end of a long day full of meetings, meals, and late night conversation to go to my hotel room and feel alone. No matter how big our network of friends and family, there are times we simply feel alone. I'm encouraged to know it's a normal feeling, even experienced by our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice this passage of scripture found in Luke 9:34 through 36. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. This is the closing scene from Luke's description of the transfiguration of Jesus. Peter, James, and John have been taken up the mountain with Jesus to see an almost radioactive event take place. Luke describes it like this: "And he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white." Just like the face of Moses was altered and radiant when he came down with the Ten Commandments, now Jesus' whole being is blazing with God's presence. But in the next breath, he is alone. In one moment, he is standing with Moses and Elijah, hearing the words of God saying, "Listen to him." And the next moment, the glory is gone, and it's just him. Or was it? Shortly after this, Jesus found himself alone in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane as his disciples slept. Then when he was arrested, his disciples abandoned him. As he went from Herod to Pilate and back to Herod, he was alone, at least physically. But I think you and I know he was never truly alone. The transfiguration scene was to remind Jesus that very truth. "This is my son, listen to him." You can imagine the strength these words gave to Jesus as he faced his trial and crucifixion. Knowing he was not alone enabled Jesus to talk to God while on that cross, even quoting from Psalm 22, reminding all that God is the deliverer. I know when I am feeling alone, my feelings are not being honest with me. Jesus' parting words to his disciples said this: "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So the next time you are feeling alone, remember these words. You are never alone because Jesus is with you to the end of the age. I am Heber Tikus, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.